I mean, Utah has a special place in my heart. It's always exciting to be able to come back and play in front of a lot of family and friends that still live there. And then obviously anytime I get to step out on the pitch wearing the crest is an honor and opportunity that I always look forward to. So lots of mostly exciting emotions and just really looking forward to the opportunity.
We're obviously there was a lot of disappointment of not making the World Cup team. How has that kind of motivated you to make sure you're selected from here on out the rest of your career?
I mean, it's always a motivation to be able to play on the national team. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the coach's decision to decide who makes the roster. So I'm going to continue to do everything in my power to play the best soccer that I can play and be the best teammate and person that I can be. And then at the end of the day, if I get the opportunity, I will gladly take that opportunity.
How many friends and family are you expecting at the game to cheer you on?
Well, my husband's family is also from Utah. My family's coming up from Arizona, so quite a few. So I'll be asking a lot of teammates if they have any extra tickets.
When you were here last, you had the Journey of Hope tailgate. Are you doing that again, or are there other foundations you're supporting?
We don't have anything set up for this one as it was a quick turnaround and obviously wasn't, sure whether or not I'd be invited to this camp. So we don't have anything set up right now, but last year or last time we did that, it was really fun and we had a great turnout and we're really appreciative of everyone that showed up to support.
And then last for me, the success of the BYU women's soccer team lately. I mean, they were number one in the nation at some point. You were kind of the part of the foundation, the building blocks of how well they've gone. How close do you follow them? Are you still in touch with coach? And just what are your thoughts on their rise to success?
Yeah, it's been super fun to follow them. Obviously, with social media these days, it's really easy to, get the updates on all their games. And I turn on the game every time I can watch and if I'm available. So it's been really fun to follow them and their success. I think being in a new conference is great for them with presenting new challenges and new teams. And so I'm super excited to continue to follow them the rest of the season.
Just FYI, we're going to try to bring her up to the game, or down, right? Down to
Down,
the
yeah.
game on Monday night. But as it turns out, we have a meeting at exactly the same time it kicks off. So it would have been a triumphant return to Provo, actually, but we couldn't pry her away from the coach. So other questions for Ash?
Yeah, I've got one. Caleb Turner with KSL. I'm just curious what your reaction was about the Royals coming back to Utah, and if you would maybe be interested in returning to Utah to play professional soccer at some point.
I was really excited to hear the return of the Royals, mostly because when we come and play them, I can have a lot of family and friends come and visit. And I love playing in Utah, and I think it's a great market for a women's professional soccer team. At the moment, I'm pretty loyal to the Spirit, but who knows, maybe further down the road in my career, I don't think it would be a bad place to end up, but we'll see.
And then I know you touched on this a little bit, but I'm just kind of curious what the last like 6 months or so have been like for you. Obviously with the World Cup happening, you stayed here, played in the NWSL, had success, scored 9 goals this season. What have just the last few months and the kind of season been like for you?
To be honest, it's been pretty challenging. Lots of ups and downs, having to play with lots of different emotions. But at the end of the day, I get to play soccer for a living, and that's kind of what I've been focusing on. And it's not something I take for granted and something I really enjoy. So, yeah, like I said, it's been difficult, but still super grateful for the opportunity I get to play soccer every day.
And then lastly, just with the result the national team had at the World Cup not going as far as they would like to, how are you guys approaching this camp and I guess kind of the next few months to a year with this national team?
I mean, I know everyone's disappointed with the results. It was a really hard tournament for everyone, especially talking to some of the girls, after at last camp. But the U.S. Women's National Team is the best team in the world, wants to be the best team in the world. I think that's a rich tradition that will continue. And I know that every player and coach will continue to do their best to uphold that standard. I think last camp with Twyla, we kind of focused on just playing and enjoying playing and playing together. And I'm sure, and competing is a part of that, competing and winning. So I'm sure that's a theme that will continue into this next camp. But yeah, I think those are the things that we're all just going to continue to focus on.
What else? I think you're muted. There we go.
Not now. Cool. Ashley, Morgan Vance, Fox 13. I'm curious, playing directly behind somebody like Alex Morgan, as you have, what have you picked up from her as a competitor from that striker spot?
I mean, it's pretty cool to have the opportunity to be able to play behind Alex Morgan. I think just picking up, you know, her ability to be in the right spot, the right time, being able to like ask her questions or get clarification on what role the nine is supposed to play within the national team. She has tons of experience playing in that position with many different coaches, but always at the same level. So just learning from her, asking her questions, learning from her experience. There's a lot of nuances with the national team when it comes to like set pieces or game strategy and all that kind of stuff that I haven't had the opportunity to experience. So I think those are some of the most important things that I've been able to learn from her.
And you played in a lot of high energy venues. Where does America First Field stack up? Formerly the Riot.
I mean, it's a lovely pitch. It's a great atmosphere. I think when the whole stadium is full, I think it can get pretty rowdy, which is really fun. So hopefully we can recreate that environment when we're there.
Thank you.
Yep.
What else? You got more, Dana? Your hand's still up.
Yeah, I got another one. I remember Ashley talking to you last year, and you were just kind of in awe of playing against or alongside your heroes that you grew up watching, with Becky Sauerbrunn and Alex Morgan. Has now, you know, being with this team for a little longer, have you kind of like you know, lost that that starstruck you know view of this team, or that you're one of them? And when did that happen, if it did?
That's a good question. I still feel like I'm in awe to be able, for example, last camp to be able to celebrate Julie and Pino, and to celebrate something that, you know, I don't think I'll ever come close to in my career is really cool. So I would say I'm still in awe of a lot of these players, and I still am learning new things from every single one of them. Even with the new players, I feel like there's just so many new experiences and things that you can learn from everyone and the different opportunities that we all get. So yeah, I would say I'm still in awe, but when we step out on the pitch, I'm a competitor, so it doesn't really matter who's in my way. I'm ready to compete. But yeah, so a little bit of both.
It's my understanding that
I got one more for you.
Go ahead.
You know, just the overall mood of the team. Obviously, the team didn't perform as well as they wanted to at the World Cup. You can't win it every single time. But have you noticed this renewed dedication that maybe not taking it, I don't know if they didn't take it for granted or anything, but it's not, you know, maybe they expected to win and now they have to work their way back to the top. Is there like a renewed dedication to get back to that number one spot?
I mean, I obviously wasn't at the World Cup, but in all the preparation leading up to it, I feel like that dedication was always there. They obviously didn't get the result that they wanted while they were there. But yeah, I do think, you know, all the focus before the World Cup was for the World Cup. Now the World Cup is over. And, you know, all eyes are on the Olympics now. I do think there is a renewed sense of like energy and excitement to prepare for that. And just to get a better result than the last tournament. So yeah, I would say there's a renewed energy.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks. And I will say that someone told me Ash has a cookie named after her somewhere in Salt Lake City. So, I mean, you're big time if you get a cookie named after you.
That's true.
Is that true, Ash? Do you have a cookie named after you or not?
Yes. So I worked with Chip and I made my own Take Five cookie. So it was pretty good.
There you go. Who else we got? Chrisanne, do you want everyone go ahead? Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley. Krishan Adler with Deseret News. Couple questions for you. First, how does it feel to be back with the national team? And was there any awkwardness coming back after the World Cup?
It's great to be back with the national team. I personally didn't feel any awkwardness. I mean, I was my first day back at camp. I was just super excited to see all the players and the staff. And I felt like, I mean, I felt it was genuine that they were excited to see me as well. So no awkwardness on my part, but yeah, just really excited to be back into a competitive environment.
And how do you feel about your chances of making the Olympics, and how does having a new coach coming in affect that?
I mean, I think having a new coach come in is huge. I obviously wasn't selected by the last one, so it gives me kind of a little bit of a renewed sense of hope that maybe this one will want me a part of the roster. But also I understand that like there's a lot of work that has to go on my end to prove myself to whoever is the new coach. So it's definitely a process that all of us players continue to go through year after year. But yeah, I'm always going to be hopeful. That's just the type of person I am. So we'll see.
Two more questions for you. How important is it to have the NWSL and the Royals back in Utah? What does that mean, you think, for the state and for the sport?
I think it's huge. I think Utah is a great state for soccer, especially for youth soccer. I think it's really important for the youth, specifically the female soccer players, to be able to come and watch a professional team in their state. And so I'm really excited to have the Utah Royals back in the NWSL.
And last question for you, what are your off-season plans? And should we expect more videos with Jeff?
Yes, definitely expect more videos with Jeff. And my off-season plans are to continue to train, most likely in Utah and Arizona, because that's where my family is, and hopefully get the opportunity to keep going into national team camp. So just train and spend time with family.
That's what Ash does.
Yep.
and bakes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Sean, do you have a few?
Yeah, Ash, congrats. I just got one for you, and my mic's cutting in and out a little, so I hope I'm clear enough here. But just one quick question, and that's obviously you've spoken a lot about missing the World Cup and missing the national team and all that. How do you feel like you're different of a player since kind of that moment and over the past year? You're obviously still scoring goals and buckets and everything, but how do you feel like you're different or better and maybe better suited in some ways to take advantage of some of your opportunities internationally now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot as a player and as a person going through missing a roster that I was really hopeful to make. I think for me, I've have this new perspective of not really taking anything for granted. Also just working hard and also valuing myself. Not valuing myself whether I do or don't make a roster. I think that's really difficult to do, but I have confidence in myself and my abilities and not giving that confidence away to anyone, whether it's a coach deciding if I do or don't make a roster. I think that's really difficult because we as players work really hard to get the approval of a coach to make a roster. So going through that was really difficult, but I feel like I have this newfound confidence in myself and belief in myself as a player. And I feel like that really has helped me out on the pitch. And that's something that I'm going to continue to remind myself of and try and use, you know, to my advantage as I continue to move forward.
Well said, Ashley. What else do we have, people? Anything else? All good? All righty then. We really appreciate you guys getting on and talking to Ash. And we were very happy to see her back in camp when she came back.